You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Humanitarian Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Tony St. Tone.
And I am Janie Beauclair. We hope you're having a fabulous Sunday afternoon.
4 days until Christmas.
Santa is coming in 3.5 days, basically.
Yes. Well, depending on where you live.
Yeah, and when he starts his journey.
Yeah.
Is he going to bring you anything or are you getting some coal? Have you been good?
I've been good. I've been real good.
How good?
Good enough to get something from Santa. That's all I need to be. Good enough.
Lucky you. Let's hope everybody has been as good as Mr. Tony St. Tone is not getting coal for
like
Christmas.
That. You like that? Good enough? Enough to get by?
You might get a Cranky Pants t-shirt.
That's true. Hey, listen, those things are still available, so if you want to put on your Cranky Pants and you want to give that as a gift.
Put your Cranky Pants on.
Let us know.
That's actually a dance, so, you know, it's not like putting your mat on, it's like putting your fun on.
Yeah, we still have some Cranky Pants t-shirts available, along with Spirit of Music. And talking about gifts, we're going to talk about some really cool gift ideas.
Yeah.
We have a couple of people that are going to join us later on in the show, but before we get to them, let's talk about some gift ideas that that you came up with, Ms.
Beauclair. Yes, I found some fun stuff. I was like looking at what is something that's going to help me in my daily life, not just some one-off gift for Christmas.
Not a scarf?
So scarves are nice occasionally. Every year, not so much. But again, I like, you know, you don't wear a scarf in the summer. So I usually look for things for myself that I would like to give others that they could use year-round. That being said, I found this really cool, unusual little necklace. It's on a website. All of these couple things are on a website called uncommongoods.com. What I like about them is they have a bunch of inspirational and spiritual gifts, and they're unique. So this first thing is called a love tuner. It's a necklace that you wear. You breathe in and you breathe out through it. It's like a musical tuner, and it's a small meditative flute. It puts you in a very relaxed, stress-reduced, sensationalized focus so that you're only focusing on your breathing. And it's a really soothing instrument. It's actually tuned to 528 hertz, believed to be a healing frequency. So very cool, copper and brass little necklace called the Love Tuner.
So it actually
$58. You actually can blow into this thing. Look, it's like an instrument.
Okay, so it's a little flute that you wear around your neck, and as you blow into it, that's how you attune to that.
It says breathe in and breathe out with this small meditative flute, beautifully designed to be worn as a necklace.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and exhale that frequency through the is mouth. Really inhale therapeutic tones is what you're inhaling. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, 528 hertz. And it's $58. What a really cool, unique item.
We might get you one for Christmas.
Oh, I will be blowing in that little puppy all day. The other thing they had was a whole bunch of some cool necklaces. Like this one is a spiral and it says, you are loved and you are always inspirational. And that's a really cool thing to wear. Because, you know, when you're wearing anything that has a saying to it, you're going to say it, and you're going to say it to yourself as you see it on yourself. So any of these positive sayings that you can say are only going to help you move along in a better trail in your daily life.
Well, they're constant reminders, and that's what I usually say, and that's, you know, it's just these little affirmations that either you write on a notebook or you write and you tape it to your refrigerator or whatever it is. It's a positive affirmation that just keeps you coming back around and go, oh, yes, okay.
Yeah. This one is it's in the shape of a home plate, and it's got a Babe Ruth saying on it, and it says, never let the fear of striking out get in your way, Babe Ruth.
Nice.
Yeah, so nice. See, that is a good daily.
There was another one you had said earlier that said, if you're going through hell, keep on going.
Yes.
I've never heard that phrase before.
That was like Winston Churchill.
Yeah, which is, you know, usually people are going like, how's it going? Oh, my God, I'm going through hell right now. It's like,
keep on going. Stop now.
Yeah, you don't want to stop in the middle of that to look around. Just keep going.
Right.
You're going through it.
This is a ring that says, she believed she could. I like it.
She believed she could.
She believed she could. There's a clock that says, change is the only constant thing. We all know that. You can always expect change. Change is a great thing.
Well, change, let's put it this way. We're at the end of the year. 2014 is moving on, and 2015 is upon us. And this year went by really, really fast.
Wickedly fast.
And, you know, I'm not sure if it's the older you get, the faster things move.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
But it's just interesting because, you know, the summers used to last forever when you were like 10 years old. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had 2 months off, and it was just like endless summer days. And now the years just seem to go by quicker. But, you know, with that knowledge and that feeling of things are going quicker, it makes you want to do things quicker, I would think.
Okay, so that being said, there's a paperweight here.
Okay.
$36, and it says, what would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? So you got a new year coming on. If you knew you couldn't fail and you had the confidence that you knew you couldn't fail at it because you designed yourself to believe in who you are.
You know, I think that's a great phrase. And what I love about it is it actually gets you to really think outside of the box and really put yourself in that position to really start thinking bigger, that you can achieve anything that you really want. So I love that gift. So we're going to take a short break and listen to a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be back with some great gifts from our guests, and they'll explain all about what they have to offer for this great holiday season. Be right back.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience.
I'm manning for money.
At www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. And so we are back from our break. And, you know, earlier we were just talking about all these great gifts that you can get for people for Christmas, but also for their new year. And we have with us Sultani Tripp, who you might remember did a session with our cat, Kimba.
He is a pet communicator.
He is. And Sultani, we are so happy to have you here back again, telling
thanks
us about great
things.
Thanks
for having me back again. I'm glad to be back.
So, you know, we were discussing how, you know, what do you get somebody that has everything, or what would be a really cool, unique gift to give somebody? And we thought the gift of communication with an animal or a pet would be great. And so just tell our audience again a little bit about what you do and what your abilities are. I know that you do communicating. You also do Reiki healing also on animals. So just give us a brief description.
Right, sure. I am an animal communicator, which means that I can connect with animals, and I can pose them questions, getting answers. I can help people with a variety of things around their animals, from just getting a deeper connection with your animal and just knowing your animal better, to helping with behavior problems, even helping people around their animals getting ready to transition, and helping people around their animals healing, say from a sickness, or maybe they had a procedure at the vet, they're recovering from something like that, and that starts to go into the healing aspects of what I do. I'm a certified Reiki master teacher, and I use the Reiki and other forms of energy healing to work with the animals and help enhance and speed their healing. They respond so well to it.
And, you know, that's really an important thing right now, because so many people personally are getting away from traditional medicine as an option. And having a non-traditional option for your pet as well.
Yes, definitely. And the thing is that I like to think of it as an enhancement to those traditional medicines. It can really work great in tandem with that. I'm not a veterinarian, I don't propose to be, and I find that this type of treatment really works well when you are working with traditional types of medicine. And the animal communication can sometimes help people get extra pieces of information the vet may not have. I work with animal rescues, for instance, and a lot of times they'll give me a call when they've rescued an animal that is sick or possibly injured, and the vet can't quite figure out how that animal might have gotten injured, and they'll sometimes call me in and ask me, can you find out, was this an animal attack, a dog attack, someone abused the animal, it will help us treat the animal better. And so I can sometimes key in on that and find that out, depending on whether the animal knows itself exactly what's going on. There's a lot of ways that it can work.
I was going to say, that's so cool that you actually have that ability. And also, what I like to talk about is that you have this this gift that you can just even have people ask personal questions about their pet, like, why does my cat like to drink from the faucet as opposed to the water dish that I put out for her every day? So it could
exactly.
Be, yeah,
so if you just
things.
Want a deeper understanding of your cat or dog or any animal, farm animal personality, you can ask those types of questions, and we can often get answers from that, depending on how connected they are to that answer and how they feel about that.
And if anybody wants to go back and listen to our show with you, you were spot on with our cat. And it's a really good example of the kinds of questions that you can ask Trip about the process and what you want to know with your cat. With us, we were concerned about traveling because it's the holidays and we do a lot of traveling. And how does the cat feel about us leaving her behind? So feel free to go back and listen to our session with him live on the air. And, you know, that'll be a good way to judge whether or not this is a perfect gift for yourself or for a family member or friend. But Trip, you also do readings and sessions on people, with people.
Yes, I do. I actually do readings and sessions and help people as well. And the Reiki also works, obviously the energy healing works very well on people as well. And I can do all of this remotely. So all I really need from the people is a little background information, situation, the questions they want to ask, and a picture of the person or the animal, preferably showing their eyes. And since this is energy work, there isn't any distance limitation to it. There isn't any type of limitation in that sense. And so I can do this completely remotely. I also help people a lot, too, with their animals that experience anxiety going to the vet, for instance. Or maybe going to the groomers if your pet gets really nervous or they're moving to a new home and mm-hmm. the pet's not needs to adjust to this, or you're introducing a new pet or a new human into the home. These can make animals anxious sometimes. So that connection and some of the healing sessions can help calm the animal and just get them aligned more to what's going on and make that transition a little bit easier for them.
You know, when you think about it, there are so many different questions that having a pet and being a pet owner, there's so many questions I would love to ask at different times. So I think just having people like you out there and available is an incredible thing. And to be able to have that given to someone as a gift or just giving it to yourself as a gift, there's a lot of different packages available. They're all on the website, which is available here below us that you can see. Why don't you give everyone just a little more info as far as how they can connect with you so that way they can share this for Christmas or share it for New Year's, but just it's such a cool thing to give away to someone, I think.
Well, and I want to say,
well,
too.
Sure. And if you're giving it to someone else, you're not only giving it to them, you're giving it to the animals, too. And you're showing how much you care about them and their animals as family members. So you're not just really giving it to them. You're giving it to the family, so to speak, in that sense. And the animal friends, too.
You know, I want to say, too, it's a beautiful gift to give to yourself. As in, release of stress, New Year.
Totally. It's a thing that once you give this type of information out there, you know, it's something that they can actually run with either for themselves or for their pets to start a brand new year. But I love the fact that, like you had said, there's a lot of animals that go through anxiety going to the vet or introducing a new animal, or they haven't been looking like they've been feeling well lately. So give us your web address, your email, how people can contact you.
Sure. Well, my web address is talktoyouranimals.com, and that's TALK2YOURANIMALS, talktoyouranimals.com. And you can find out more information by going there, a little bit more detail about the kinds of things that animal communication can help you with. And you can also find out, I have several packages. You can order animal communication separately. You can order it with a healing session, or I also have package discounts for both of these. If you buy the healing sessions in the package, you can get discounts on the healing sessions, and you can add animal communication to that as a discount as well. So, and this is a nice gift. When you were talking about for individuals to give themselves, you know, I can also connect with animals that have transitioned. So if you've had some unfinishedness or some grief still around an animal that has transitioned or recently transitioned, I can also connect that way to ask some questions and get you some peace of mind. I've done this with clients before. So,
wow, that's really cool. I didn't realize that you did that also. So you can communicate with them even after if they've passed over to help out.
Yes, exactly. And so if there's some, you know, unfinished business, it can often bring some peace of mind to that person that had that animal pass and maybe still experiencing some unfinished, unclosed, you know, energy around that, and some grief.
That, I think that is awesome. So once again, Satani Tripp, animal communicator, we can look him up. You have his website available right down here on our listings. Tripp, I want to thank you again for being on our show, and thank you for doing what you do for everyone out there with the animal community and for people that own and love these animals.
Thank you so much, Tripp. We're so happy to have you on again, and happy holidays to you.
And to you, too. Always wonderful to talk to both of you, and thank you again for having me on. Happy holidays, everyone, and blessings to all of you. And love your animals.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
And next, we're here with Norman from Cats of Thrones. Hi, Norm. How are you doing today?
Hi. Great, guys. How are you doing?
We are excellent. You know, I love your product. I think it's such a cool idea. For those that don't know, you are the creator of the world's first and only toilet seat for cats. So tell us how you came about doing this.
Well, actually, it's pretty kind of a funny story, and I think a lot of people can probably relate to it. Cats of Thrones, which is what we call the product, is a kind of an invention brought out of necessity. Because a couple of years ago, my wife was haggling me about getting a cat. She always wanted a cat. And I was really not so keen on it because I knew along with a cat came the proverbial cat box or litter box.
After much talking about it, we
agreed that we would get a cat, but only on one consideration, and that was that my wife would clean the litter box. So, one great day for her birthday, I went out and got her a cat, and wouldn't you know it, but sure enough, about a day or two later, I found myself in front of a litter box scooping the poop. So,
imagine that. You almost predicted it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of ironic because that is one of the main reasons that cats are returned to shelters nowadays is because, you know, mom and dad go out and get their son or daughter a cat for Christmas or birthday or something and try to teach them responsibility, and ends up happening that mom and dad clean the litter box, they don't go for it, so, you know, the poor animal goes back to the shelter. So, anyways, you know, I found myself there in front of the litter box thinking I can't do this for the next 20 or so years. And I remember seeing something in a magazine once about toilet training a cat, and I actually went out and purchased one of our now competitor products, and quite honestly, it worked great for the first week or two. Cat took to it right away, no problems, and then as I started moving on the progression on this next stage of their system, all of a sudden the cat started pooping on the floor, and of course, couldn't have that. That's even worse than
that's not good.
Dealing with a litter box.
Yeah.
So, yeah, out of necessity, we just kind of started looking at this and decided, well, keep the cat, keep the litter box, keep the wife, keep the cat. So, you know, I had to keep the wife, and the wife came with the cat. So
there you go. So, you know what, though? It propelled you forward to think outside of the box and how to get something like this to work. Now, from what I understand, there were already some similar products, but you actually took it to the next level where a cat can actually balance itself on the seat. And that's, I think, one of the key differences. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm glad you mentioned it, Tony, because it actually is one of two or three actually very distinct properties about our product versus, as I mentioned, the competitor product that I used. And, yeah, we were thinking outside the box or outside the litter box, so to speak. One of the key differences is the end result with our product versus everyone else. Is the end result is there's actually a seat for the cat, or a toilet seat for the cat, or basically platforms, or a good place for the cat to rest its four paws on, and which also positions their bottom over the center of the hole, which is what you want anyways, versus both the other products that are out there, is where the cat is expected to balance itself on a very narrow platform.
Made out of porcelain. Made out of porcelain.
Yeah, with our cat, she's so clumsy, she'd fall in the toilet on one of those other products.
But yeah, and actually, if you'll read a lot of just on Google, you'll see loads of videos of cats using the toilets and lots of spoofs on cats, you know, falling in the toilet because they get startled or something happens and they fall in the toilet because they're balancing very precariously on this very narrow platform.
Well, you know,
her human seat, rather.
Just to interject, my cat loves to drink from the sink. So she likes to jump up on the counter, and just that porcelain top, if it's just slightly wet, she's sliding all over the place. She's trying to balance herself. So imagine trying to balance yourself on a toilet seat, which is made out of porcelain. So your idea right off the bat just goes, oh, here's a flat surface. It has grips in it so the cat can easily balance itself and not have to worry about sliding and possibly falling in.
Well, and actually what you mentioned, too, is whenever someone mentions to me, oh, their cat drinks out of the sink or drinks out of the toilet or anything like that, those are key points for me. My ears perk up as soon as I hear that, because that right there means it's a cat that is very well-suited for toilet training. It's my position, actually, that all cats can be toilet trained, but it's definitely easier with certain cats that already have a propensity to being around the toilets or the sink.
Sure.
They're not frightened of the water and things like that. So when I hear someone saying that a cat's drinking out of the toilet or out of the sink, that's a perfect candidate for toilet training. But even the ones that are afraid of water, with our system, because it's so gradual, there really is no reason why any cat can't be trained. It's young or old. We yeah. actually have, within the seat, built into the seat during the training process, we have drainage devices or little drain holes throughout the entire seat that when you use it in conjunction with our dissolving cat litter, yeah, we actually have a seat and dissolving cat litter.
Nice.
So when you use it together with our system, you have a complete solution from step one to step six, so to speak. So since we have six steps in our system, now, granted, you could use other forms of cat litter, like flushable cat litter. You definitely don't want to use traditional litter, which is clay-based, because if you're putting that over your toilet, and hey, that stuff gets in the toilet, you're going to be clogging up your pipes and have a big problem in your hand.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's not good.
And I think I want to make that a key point, that when training your cats with your particular system, it is a litter that dissolves very easily, and people need to know that they're not just using normal cat litter, because
correct.
Cat litter, normal cat litter will clog up your pipes. You will be calling a plumber, and that's just going to be the end of it. So you
correct.
Have devised a system that actually allows you to just flush away anything that's actually there. It actually dissolves, from what I understand, your cat litter. So
yeah, exactly. So you don't have to worry about well, our litter is definitely much different than other ones out there. Our litter is not intended to absorb anything, no matter
right.
if that's any urine or water or anything.
Yeah, there's no need. Sure.
So,
and that's a key. That's key. That's key point, because it's not something that you're actually going to go in there and actually start messing around with, because it, if the cat does urinate, it just goes through, and actually in the training process, there's, from what I remember, there's a series of rings, so the rings just keep getting larger as your cat gets more comfortable. Then eventually those rings are gone, and all you're left with is the actual toilet seat. And the other thing I want to bring up that you haven't mentioned yet, because again, I'm a big fan of this product, is the seat stays at the bottom end and doesn't prohibit any humans from using that toilet. The seat works exactly the way a toilet works. Now, this is just an attachment which is attached within 2 minutes. Once you watch the video, it's really, really simple to do. And it stays permanently on there, so it's not something you have to put on or off. It's actually something that stays on there, and humans can use the toilet just as easily with this seat attached with no problem after the training is done.
Exactly. And that's actually something that we have run into people saying, oh, I don't want to share my toilet with a cat, or share my seat. I don't want to share the same seat with a cat. And that is another big distinction from us versus any other product out there, is twofold. Is like you said, is that this is a separate seat for the cat that sits underneath the human seat. So when a person wants a toilet, they just simply put the toilet, their human toilet seat, down over the top of the cat seat. When a person is done, they lift that seat up so the cat has use of its seat. And secondly, and also important, is that there are two types of toilets in the United States, standard and elongated. Again, not to diss my competition, but both our competitor products say they fit standard toilets and standard toilets only. Our system fits standard and elongated. Those are the long, the kind of oblong-shaped toilets.
Right.
Which is very important, Nick, because many toilets in the United States now are elongated. They've gotten away from the standard toilets.
Right, right. And now, this product, how long have you had this out?
Well, we started working on this almost 3 years ago, initially from the idea and the concept and prototypes and doing various shows and whatnot. But we haven't really actively started selling it for about the last six months or so. We had a couple of starts and stops as we were kind of more perfecting the design and whatnot. But we just started actively selling it on a few websites about 6 months ago, and the sales are very, very nice.
That's
we're really
awesome.
Excited to be going.
Well, you know, I know you have a lot of success stories with this, because a lot of people thought that they couldn't train their cats, and I know, especially living in California, if you're in Hollywood, or if you're in any type of city, that's one of the key things that a lot of people that I talk to about this product say, that they have such a limited space that adding a cat box or a litter box is just going, oh my God, my bathroom's small enough. Now I have this. So they would love that idea, so that, you know, the cat can just use their toilet and not have to add another box to a already small apartment. So it's key for that.
Actually, this is a space saver, because when you get rid of the litter box, you're actually opening up more space, not taking up more space. You're opening up more space for yourself. And I should mention too is with the mention of success about this product, we took first prize at Super Zoo. Now, a lot of people might not know what Super Zoo is, because it's not a public event. This is out in Las Vegas each year at Mandalay Bay. It's the world's second largest pet show. I mean, anywhere in the world, it's the second largest pet show. And we took first prize for best new cat product because of the innovative design, the space-saving capabilities, like you mentioned, and the ability to be a greener alternative for people that are concerned about what's happening to our nation's landfills and the whole strip mining process. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but every year in America, there's over 9 million tons of cat litter is delivered in the country's landfills every year with cat litter. And it's over 200,000 acres of land that is strip mined to produce cat litter each year.
You know, you were telling me a story about you driving down a road somewhere. It doesn't matter, I think it was
towards Las Vegas.
And seeing a whole piece of land that you later discovered was actually strip mined from exactly the cat litter thing.
Yeah, it's actually one of the a very, very large corporation that, it's one of the very well-known family brand names of products. I won't disappear, but they actually, it is right here in Los Angeles. It's right off the 91 and, I forgot the cross highway, but it's off 91.
Yeah, that's okay. But tell us what you saw. Explain you saw.
It was really interesting because on one side of the freeway was a lush, green, fertile landscape with rivers and trees and just all of nature's splendor to the right side of us. And on the left was a huge, barren, brown wasteland with tractors going up and down. I mean, it was literally barren of all vegetation or any kind of life. And on the entrance of this gate, as we drove by, said big and bold, such and such company, makers of such and such cat litter.
Now that alone right there should be enough to make you at least try this idea.
Yeah, and that was right here. That was right here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I spoke to one of the drivers, and he owns a trucking company with 24 trucks. All 24 trucks move day in and day out, 7 days a week, delivering raw earth from this this mine to produce cat litter.
See, I had no idea how cat litter was made until you started explaining this to me. And for me to go from, you know, it's something you pour out of a bag and put it in your kitty box, to, wow, they strip the entire land completely bare in order to create this product that you have in a little bag that you throw in your kitty box. You know, that realization of what you're saving by not using it.
Yeah, that's just putting it in your litter box. But then when you take it out of the litter box, it goes into the landfills 9 million tons.
Oh, and my.
Because it's clay-based.
It doesn't disintegrate.
It never decomposes. It just sits there and just accumulates.
Wow. So basically you're just borrowing this dirt, spoiling it, and putting
it back. Spitting
it
out.
And so, you know, again, there's so many benefits to the environment and to the cat, you know, for cleanliness. You know, they're not tracking cat litter all over your house having a constant clean up the cat litter.
On the financial scale, the first with one or two cats on the minimum, you're looking at $200 to $300 a year. And cat litter.
Right. Just save that.
It might not sound like a lot to some people, but hey, that's a couple hundred dollars. That's a very nice weekend out or a nice night out in the town.
Right, right.
Buying dirt and throwing the dirt away again.
And you know what I want to say too? At this time of year, a lot of people are adopting cats and giving them as gifts. And you don't really need to be afraid to adopt an older cat, because this works for an older cat as well. So if you're bringing a new animal into the house for a Christmas gift, kitty related, I'm saying, this is a great idea for a new cat to come into your house and train it right off the bat.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And that's a great point too, Jenny, is the fact that the way we designed our system is to condition or slowly wean a cat off of the cat litter. So we've taken all the, but we're not doing anything that goes against the cat's nature to,
right.
To work. We're taking their already learned behavior of a litter box environment and gradually wean them off of that. Matter of fact, within a few weeks of using the system, you may not be all the way to the last stage, but because you're using less and less of our dissolving cat litter, you know, every stage you move on to, within about 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to notice the cat has virtually, if not totally, stopped scratching. And their scratching behavior diminishes, if not totally goes away within a few weeks. Because they realize when they're doing their business, they don't smell anything afterwards because everything is expelled into the water. So the odor is gone, hence their need or their reason for scratching or burying has gone along with it.
See,
and
that's
then also, you mentioned with the holiday season upon us, I do want to mention we have a really cool thing happening right now. We have a number of, I think we have about 150 packages left that are designed for the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
So these are actually packages of our unique toilet training system. It is our old name, because we just changed our name from Kathmandu to Cats of Thrones.
Right,
so
right.
What we have here is a great deal on a bunch of our Christmas-themed toilet seats called Kathmandu.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was mentioning online, these are going for almost $95 online on various other websites. But because we changed our name and we have this great Christmas package, we're doing a fantastic sale right now with these units for only $49.
Wow.
That's awesome. So
that's excellent.
So real quick, $49. So where can people get these? I know they're going to go, they can go to catsofthrones.com, but where else can they find this product? Is it available on eBay and Amazon,
but,
things like this?
Our best sales places are, of course, catsofthrones.com on Amazon. We are posting again on eBay later this afternoon, but Amazon has been great. And then on our website, catsofthrones.com, is a great place to go. Which, by the way, when you go to Cats of Thrones, you'll also notice a brand new, very unique product we just came out with, and not so many people know about this because, well, it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I just recently invented a pet collar for dogs and cats that's made out of cedar wood. It's 100% natural cedar wood pet collar.
Which is a repellent of fleas.
Well, yeah, the reason that it's out of cedar, not just any other wood, is because cedar has a natural property of repelling insects,
mm-hmm.
more specifically fleas and ticks. You might remember, you know, I always remember my grandmother's closets were lined with cedar. And by a matter of fact, I have a chest that's lined with cedar.
Right.
That's to keep moths and whatnot away from it. So you can very quickly just look on Google and see what the aspects of cedar are. And we've already been approved by the EPA. These are valid claims that our product will kill and repel fleas and ticks. Our latest study was within 24 hours of putting this collar on an animal, and the fleas were dispelled.
That is incredible, and especially for those pet lovers out there who don't want to put a piece of poison plastic around their pet's neck, I highly, highly recommend something natural like that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's a huge thing, and there's actually a lot of legislation moving through the government right now to put a ban on a lot of these topical solutions that you mentioned, because think about this. You put a poison between on the animal's shoulder blades there, and if you have small members of the household, you know, little Susie and Johnny who love to play with their pets, or even a stranger's child comes up to your animal after putting the poison on, that's an open invitation for that child to ingest the poison, because
right.
you know, their hands go right into their mouths after they play with their pets. So
yes, yeah.
significant things to think about there.
And so now you have gift certificates or pre-sales available for that product also.
Yeah, exactly. And you can find it on our website at castlethrones.com. You'll see where it says Cedarwood Pet Collars. We also have another website that's called cedarwoodpetcollar.com. And gift certificates and pre-orders are available for this. We are going to launch a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign, and our grand launch for the product is going to be at the Global Pet Expo in Florida in March of this year. So we're expecting sales to start off as low as $20, going to as high as $65 for those collars, because there's various
sizes,
design,
right?
Styles.
Sure, sure. So, Norm, we want to thank you so very much for doing the things you're doing to help save this beautiful green earth.
And making these great last-minute gift ideas. If you can't get it before Christmas, it's still obviously always available an after-Christmas thought, because Christmas is within 4 days. But it is available right now. So if you have a pet in your household, or someone that loves pets,
a neighbor with
cats.
Seven cats?
Yeah. it's a perfect gift to give someone, especially if you're the person who is cleaning the litter box. You're like, I'm going to get a present for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start training this cat.
Comes in a great Christmas wrapped box. I mean, you literally can just hand it to someone. You don't even need to wrap it and put a bow on it. It's
exactly.
A beautiful box, ready to go. We are really, really delighted to push this item, because we personally have seen it work. And we're just really delighted. So thank you so much again, Norm. And come back and let us know what else you invent, as you and Victoria are a brilliant-minded couple that have come up with some really cool stuff.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having us on. If I could make one more quick mention about this Christmas package, is between now and the first of the year, with every order of the Christmas package toilet seat, we're including an additional $20 of cat treats. It's a great fish flavor, a great treat for the cat that just helps the training process, but it's just an additional way of us saying thanks for everyone for believing in our product and giving it a try.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Excellent. So you get to reward the cat after they accomplish their task.
Well, that's part of the training. So there you go.
That.
So he's actually throwing in the treats too.
Well done, Norm.
All right, Norm. Thank you very much.
You take care.
Happy holiday. So our next amazing gift idea is with Ruth Kramer. Ruth is an angel card reader, and we are so delighted to have this special gift. Hi, Ruth. How are you today?
Hello, lovely, sweet people. I love you guys. Yeah, good. I'm great.
So great to have you back with us. We had so many comments and listeners that listened to your show with us a few weeks back. And, you know, you offer such an amount of talent to our listeners that we just really wanted to showcase you and give them a chance to get to know you, and you to get to know them through perhaps doing a Christmas holiday interaction.
Lovely.
You know that. What I think is having a session with you would be a really great gift to either give to yourself or to give to someone else. And there's so many benefits involved. I mean, if anyone had listened to our show when we had you on the air and you actually read myself and read two other callers, you can really gain some quick insight to either what your stumbling block is or new talents that you didn't know you had. And especially for the new year that's coming up, a lot of people
have
New Year's resolutions, and it's like, hey, they want to lose weight or they want to find a better relationship. And I really feel that you can help them get into the right state of mind to help them either overcome some difficulties or blockages that they might have. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you can offer? I already know.
All right. You do? Okay, well, maybe you could tell me. my feeling has always been that all of us have got incredible talent, all of us. And what happens sometimes that's frustrating is, one, we don't get to use our talent because we get stuck in a life that is, we get stuck in, you have a job, and maybe the job gives medical benefits or there's money involved and you feel really trapped. And there are lots of trappings in our life. There are trappings of houses, family, jobs, expectations. We get stuck. But the thing is that it's not that difficult to unstick ourselves. It's just part of our understanding. And once we expand the possibilities of doing what we love to do, even if it starts as a hobby, that some of the best incredible things that have happened to people's lives is they've started to follow their heart, and then suddenly they're living a completely different life as a result. So I'm a huge believer that everybody's got talent, everybody's got gifts, and it's a matter of discovering how to use those and express them in our world. And sometimes something rock that happens in our life can be the very biggest gift of life. You know, somebody loses a child and suddenly they become an advocate for other people that have lost children, and suddenly they find their purpose. And it's not that you would wish somebody to lose a child or have a big loss in their life, but often our greatest gifts come from our greatest challenges as well. But it's being able to recognize that.
Right.
Exactly.
The challenge, you know, use the challenge to move through it and find out what's on the other side of it. Find out what's great about that. You know, a child who's been molested could make a really good counselor for other children. An alcoholic that goes to the 12-step program could be a great mentor for other people that are challenged by their addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, the world has always worked this way, that what we learn, we can then teach, and we're a better teacher for that which was learned. So I'm all for that, helping people to use where they've been to propel them into where they're going.
Now, what I love about what you do is that you somehow seem to get to the root of the matter. And a lot of times I think what people think is wrong or think the issue is not the issue at all. And I think what's really awesome is that you can see past the surface. Like someone might say, I can't seem to get into a good relationship. Well, it's not the relationship you're after. It's you loving yourself more, or allowing yourself to be in that relationship, or you don't feel you're worthy of a good relationship.
Or
down
you haven't
deep.
Put your finger on what you really need for a relationship, and so therefore you've been going after the wrong people, blah, 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 that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and also, if we talk about relationship, which is a really big one, you know, if you said to me, well, what are the big issues that come up for people all the time? Relationship is probably the biggest, funny enough.
I would imagine, yeah.
Because everybody wants to love and be loved. It's actually part of our human nature to come here and love and be loved. The trouble is we did remember that we have to love ourselves first.
Yeah.
Right, right. And especially during the holiday season, I think it's when people feel the loneliest, or those that aren't in relationships long to be in a relationship. And let's just talk about that a little. So there might be someone in your life that you'd like to help out that is not in a relationship, and here's a great opportunity to give them a gift certificate to have a session with you, Ruth. And help them get through that. Or maybe there's someone's out there listening saying, I could use some more advice and just an inside or an outside opinion of where I'm actually at and where I'm heading as far as relationships or jobs or the future. But getting back to relationships, what do you feel the most thing is that most people just don't feel like they're worthy, or that they're not loving themselves to be in a relationship?
Well, no, I think some of that's true, yes, and I would say those are definitely components. What I've found over like 22 years of doing this work is that most people haven't spent enough time invested in building upon a relationship within themselves. So when you say to somebody, well, tell me about you, they'll tell you what they do for a living, they'll tell you what kind of house they live in, they might tell you about their family backgrounds, they might tell you about their wounds, my mother's this, my father's that, my brother's this, my sister's that, you know. They'll often tell you about what's wrong with their life instead of what's right with it. Because when you say to somebody, tell me about the good things in your life, it's sometimes very difficult for people to find all the good because they've been so conditioned to find the bad.
That's really interesting.
We've done that in our society. Even doctors, you know, if somebody goes to a doctor, generally, and I really do mean generally, there's lots of doctors out there that do not fit this category, but generally, a doctor's work is to try and find out what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
It's interesting. What an interesting way to do life, right? To spend our time finding out what's wrong with us. How sad. We need to find out what's right with us, because there is as much right with us as there is wrong with us. And what happens in the body is the more we focus on what's right, then that's what will expand. Like disease cannot live in a body as easily if it's a happy vessel, then it can in a body that's unhappy. So our first rite of passage is to find that which makes us happy. I can't tell you how many times I've got people as a homework assignment, go home, write a list of all the things that make you happy.
You know,
and then make sure every day you're doing at least one of them on that list.
It's really interesting for you to just say what you were saying, because you made me realize that when people, since I've moved out to California, a lot of my old friends from high school and that say, hey, how's everything going? How's life? And I, my standard answer, which I truly feel, is I say, I have a great life. But you're making me realize that whenever I ask people that, I never get that answer. I always get the woe is me and how their life hasn't been fabulous and all the downsides of what their life has been. And it's very rare to actually get somebody to say to me, wow, I'm having a great life. Life is good. Even though you've had some downs, you're still on the up always. So, boy, frame of mind is it.
You know, so energetically, imagine that someone's walking along the street, but instead of looking forward, they're actually looking behind them at everything that's happening behind them, which is how a lot of people live their lives. So regrets, sorries, wishing it would have, could have, should have. If we live our life like that, it's like trying to walk down the street without looking ahead. You're going to bang into a pole or something.
Right, you're just going to hit. You're going to hit more stumbling blocks that you've already hit, and you know, as a true believer of, you get what you focus on, and you if you keep putting that out there, you're going to keep getting more of it. And then you go, see, I told you things weren't going to work out. You're like, of course, that's all you spoke about for the past 3 days, and so it didn't work out. So you're
brought that on yourself.
You bring it upon yourself, and then you keep yourself in that vicious circle, and it's a hard thing to get out of, because I think once you get stuck in it, and you feel, well, this is just the way things are. I'm just not lucky. And, you know, they did a whole study on that. And this researcher actually did a study on
luck.
On luck. And real simple, he put a $10 bill on the street, and he had people who thought they were lucky walk past it, and people that felt they weren't lucky walk past it. And about 90% of the people who felt they were lucky found it. The people that thought they weren't lucky, almost none of them found it. So it was a real simple study, but the object is there. The $10 bill is there. It's just that they were open. The ones that felt that they were lucky were more open to see it. It never moved.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. So the $10 bill never moved. It was just their perception of, I'm lucky. I always good things happen to me. And it's like, boom, they instantly found it. And it's almost like they don't have the blinders on, or where they're focusing on is good things to happen, where these other people are focusing on nothing ever good happens to me. It's like, you just walk past the $10 bill. It's right there. See, I didn't even see it. Like, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, because everything is frequency. So here you are, you're sending out signals of clarity, of love, of possibility, you know, through the airwaves. And we're sending out those frequencies, those waves of energy all the time with our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions. And so we have to really be conscious, more aware of what are we thinking, what are we feeling, what are we saying, and then what are we doing. And it kind of goes in that order, because what we think and what we feel is going to impact what we say and what we do. So when somebody says to me, I want a relationship, my first question to them is, what's your relationship like with yourself?
Right.
You know,
start there.
Do you like you? Do you love you? What's your time like spent with you? Do you like hanging out with you? And what do you do with yourself? What kind of things do you love to do? When people say, oh, I don't know, I don't have anything I love to do, then, well, if you're not interested in you, how can you expect somebody else to be?
Right.
That is so funny. You know, and when you actually put it in that perspective, it almost shines a real bright light on it, going, here, you need to be
happy
with yourself for someone else to be wanting to hang with you. If you're like, I hate myself.
I'm boring.
You're like, oh, great. I don't want to hang with you.
Because if you've got somebody who's, you know, I've had people who are actually fairly boring in their personal life, but they might have fascinating jobs, but they walk out of the work, they turn the key in the lock and come into their own life, and then it's like really dull and dingy. And you say, what are you doing in your life? Tell me about your life. Tell me what's great. And they can like sit there blank. They draw a blank, and you go, well, if you're not fascinated or even interested in your own life, how the heck do you expect someone else to be? Like, would you want to hang with you? And a lot of people will say, no, I don't. I wouldn't want to. Then, you know, And, but you're looking for a relationship. So if you're looking for a relationship and you're boring as shit, excuse my language, you're going
with
to
you.
Attract
we speak
that
language. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
So how do people get a hold of you, and how do they set up a session with you? That's the bottom line here, because obviously you have made a lot of great points, and I think you can really help a lot of people out during this Christmas season, during the new year, et cetera.
Throughout
so
the year.
How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah. Okay. Life Transformational Work, telephone me. My phone number is 805-402-8020. And I also have a website, and you can contact me on. But the best way to contact me is call me or text me and tell me when you would like to set some time. Give me some options, and I'll call you back or email you back, and we'll set something up. And I do work over the phone across countries. I speak to Italy and Israel and Egypt and, you know, Maui and all over the country, all over the world. So it doesn't matter where people are.
What a great way to get yourself supercharged. I love it.
Perfect. 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 Thank you again, Ruth, for being part of our show. We look forward to you helping.
Love you guys. And happy new year to everybody. And remember, today is a very special day to put your dreams and wishes out there. It's winter solstice. It's a new moon. And all the planets are aligned today. So get everybody outside. State their wishes and dreams out loud.
I know we'll be doing that. We have a plan. We're going to the beach. We're going to shout our dreams to the world. Thanks for that advice.
Shout it out. Shout it out loud. I am this. Yum.
Love it. Thanks, Ruth, and happy holidays to you.
And to you guys. Happy New Year. Love you.
Love you, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
So there you have it, some last-minute great gift ideas for this Christmas season. And if you're still not sure what to get, I always recommend grabbing some positive music from Saint Tone. I have CDs available at www.sainttone.com. And if you're really not familiar with what I do, here are 10 snippets of songs for you to get a feel for some positive music for the new year. Have a great weekend. We will see you next time. Take care.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before.
There's a few things we need to do. Someone separates us, devastates us. Wake up, we can save us, possibly make up.
Time to reassess, time to reinvent.
Reinvent your life. Reinvent your life.
Mama said we can always hug it out if we want to. And Mama said we can always find a way if we choose to. And
we're picking on it. Breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules now.
Meant to be broken.
I'm giving up, with too much pride. I'm
giving up, sad as life.
I'm giving up on all your negative vibes.
But I'm searching, yeah.
By the road to me.
Humanitarian. Radio shouting out some good news for your soul.